Okay, Parshas Vayera. We begin with number one. Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, and Zayin. Lachain, Emor Levnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Vehitzesi Eschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, Vehitzalti Eschem Me'avodosom, Vegoalti Eschem, etc., etc., Velokachti Eschem Li, La'om. So of course we know from here the four expressions of Geula. Vehitzesi, Vehitzalti, Vegoalti, Velokachti. And he says from here, the Yerushalmi in Psochim, number 3 on the sheet, says, Minayin la'arba koises, how do we know that we drink 4 koises on Seder night? Rabbi Yechna Meshem, Rabbi Noya, says, Kneged arba gu'ulois. The 4 redemptions, the 4 expressions of redemption, therefore obligate us with 4 koises. And the Yerushalmi then quotes the Psochim, Lachain, Emre Ben Yisrael, etc., etc. What does that mean, that there were 4 expressions of Geula, we'll see in a second. But interestingly enough, the Yerushalmi then continues. And the Yerushalmi says that although the first opinion is that we have 4 krosos because of the 4 expressions of redemption, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, actually it's a different reason completely. The Makor, the source of this din that we drink 4 cups on Seder night, is not because of the 4 expressions of Geula, but rather, Keneged Arbo Koises Shel Paroi. If we look in Pashas Vayeshev, Mem Yud Aleph, number 2 on the sheets, with regard to the dream of the Sarah Mashkim, it says, V'kois Paroi Beyodi, V'ekach Es Ha'anovim, V'eschat Oysom El Kois Paroi, V'eten Es Ha'kois Al Kaf Paroi. You see the number, the word Kois is mentioned a number of times. You don't have to be a world's mathematician to notice, it's only 3 times there in the Pasuk, and not 4, which is a bit troublesome. Maybe we'll get to it later. But the Yerushalmi says that because it says the word kois there several times, that therefore becomes the makoir of the dalat koisis. So we have 2 makoirs. Either the 4 koisis are because of 4 expressions of redemption in Pashas Va'era, or because it's the posuk with pare that mentions kois a number of times. So what are these 4 expressions of geula? So the medrash in this week's sedra, number 6, on the sheets, Medrash Rabba, Vav Dalet, Vohitzeis Yescha Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, Arba Geulois Yesh. Yesh Kan Vohitzeis, Vehitzalti, Vegoalti, Velokachti. Keneged Arba Gzeirois, Shegoza Alein Pare. The 4 redemptions reflect 4 decrees. There were 4 decrees that Pare made against Mitzra, against Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash, Ukenegdon, and corresponding to those 4, Tiknu chachomim arba koises b'leil ha-Pesach. And that's why we have 4 koises on the night of Pesach. What were these 4 gzeiros? So the Mefarashim there say, it's a medrash, different medrash, in Shemois, number 4 on the sheets. Arba gzeiros goza pare aleim. Pare decreed, essentially, 4 decrees against Klal Yisrael. What were they? So the Mefarashim there says, the Pirish Marazu, number 5 on the sheet says, number 1, Gzeira Aleph shall avoidas porech. There was backbreaking labor. Number 2, Larig hazachorim alidei hamalialdois, that the midwives were instructed to kill the males. Number 3, Gzeira Gimel lahashlich habonim liyoir, to cast all the sons into the Nile. And fourthly, Gzeira Dalet, the Medrash says, interestingly enough, shaloi loseis teven. At the end of Pashas Shemois, Paris said he's had enough, not giving them straw, the work load is going to step up. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, that's considered a separate gzeira, but it is. And the Medrash says, those are the 4 gzeiras. The backbreaking labor, the killing of the males, the throwing of them into the Nile, the not giving tevin, those are the 4 gzeiras. Those are the 4 expressions of redemption, and that therefore leads us to the 4 kosis on Leil Seder. That's all one opinion of the Medrash and Yerushalmi, whereas the second opinion says that no, nothing to do with the 4 expressions of Geula, but rather it's because in the Pasuk with regard to Pare, it mentions the word Kois there 3 or 4 times. 2 opinions. Now, we notice a very big stira in Rashi. A famous Mishnah, right at the beginning of Arabi Psochim, the 10th and final parak of Psochim, number 7 on the sheets. Psochim Tzadi Tes Omebes. Erev Psochim. Somach lemincha lo yoichal odom ad shetechshach. We know we do not eat until it becomes dark. We won't have an appetite for the Seidenite. Afilo oni shebi Yisrael, even the poorest man in Israel, lo yoichal ad sheyeisef, should not eat until he leans. Velo yifchasu loy me'arba koises shel yayin va'afilu min hatamchui. Even if he's so poor, he can't afford anything himself. But nevertheless, there's a tamchui, there's a collecting, a fund, a public fund that gives money to the poor people. They've got to give him at least for 4 koises. We don't say, well, you know, one's enough. No, 4 koises is the minimum. Even the poorest man in Israel. Says Rashi there, why 4 koises? Number 8 on the sheets. Rashi says, Keneged arba l'shoine ge'ula. This corresponds to the 4 expressions of Geula. Ho'amurim begolos Mitzrayim, v'hoitzeisi eschem, v'hitzalti eschem, v'go'alti eschem, v'lokachti eschem, v'pashas v'eirim. Fine? So Rashi is going with one opinion in Yerushalmi, that the Makor of the Dalet Koses are the 4 expressions of Geula, and therefore the poor man in Israel, he might not have any money himself, give him funding for 4 koses. Why 4? Because of the 4 expressions in Geula. That's going with one opinion in the Medrash. Okay, so Rashi clearly takes that opinion on board. The problem is, 10 daf later, number 9 on the sheets, Psochim daf kufches omedal, v'omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, noshim, women chayovim ba'arbo koses halalu. Women are also obligated to drink the 4 koses. Now that's obviously a tremendous chiddush, because at first glance we would have said that arba koses is a classic mitzvah sase shehazman groma, it's a time-governed mitzvah which we know women are exempt for. Says the Gemara, the famous principle, she'af hein hoyu ba'isa hanes. But they were also included in the miracle of Pesach, and therefore the mitzvah applies to them just as it does to everybody. So they've also got to drink 4 koses. Says Rashi, why 4 koses? Says Rashi, number 10 on the sheets. Shloisha keneged gimel koses shenemru b'posuk v'kos parei b'yodi v'ravi birkas hamozin. So suddenly, Rashi switches mode, and Rashi mentions the other opinion in the Medrash, and says the reason why they've got to have 4 koses is because it says with parei 3 times kos. And here we get the missing kos. Rashi says, and also there's a 4th kos because the Birkas HaMozen has to be performed ala kos.
So we forget the Geula,
so we'll get to this in a second. So we have a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Daf Tzadi Tes on the Mishnah, which really introduces to us the concept of Dalet Koses and says the poor man must drink 4 koses. Says Rashi, of course, 4 expressions in the Geula. We saw it in the Medrash, we saw it in Yerushalmi. Suddenly the Gemara says, women also are mukhayev in Dalet Koses. Really? Why so? So Rashi says, because with Pare it says Kos a number of times. So the Rashash and others ask, there's a big steer in Rashi over here. Make up your mind. Which Lashon of the Medrash are you going with? What is the real source of the mitzvah of Dalet Koses? Is it the source of the Dalet Hashenis of Geula or the 3 Koses of Pare?
Maybe. If we will ask a very simple question, we will resolve it immediately. We will ask the question, why 4 drink 3 cups of wine? And if we will answer this question, it will reconcile everything together.
It doesn't say he drank. It just
whatever
says,
mentioned.
When it was referring to Pare.
Why refer for 4 or 3 cups of wine? If we will answer this question, everything will go together.
Okay. Okay.
It seems like on the mission that even the poor man, everybody had to drink 4 cups of wine. Birkas HaMozen. Not everybody has to drink the Birkas HaMozen cup. I mean, you bench on a cup of water. If I'm benching on drinking.
I'm not sure, because the Maisa is a chiev to eat matzah on Saturday night, so you're going to have to have Birkas HaMozen.
You have to have, but not everybody has to drink the wine from Birkas HaMozen.
That's a big difference. That the woman has to. If you would have said, Abel Hashan Shigul
Abseh. Mamela,
but there's a
chiev
Birkas HaMozen. That's
sure is a
man problem.
Okay.
That to have a choice for Birkas HaMozen.
So the truth is, L'chayra, one could suggest a very simple chat, and Maisa, I found it in the Stei Chemed in Chelek Ches. One could say, no, it's obvious. Rashi couldn't possibly have mentioned with regard to the Noshim, the source of the Dalet L'Sheinus of Geula. Because we said that these 4 redemptions, the Medrash told us, reflect the 4 gzeiras that were decreed against Klal Yisrael. Well, they weren't all decreed against women. They weren't all decreed. First of all, 2 of them were only against men. Says they would have to throw the males into the Nile and had to kill the males. So 2 of them, b'chlal, are not negeir for women. And a bigger chiddush, and this is a tremendous chiddush, I saw in the Sfas Emes in Megillah Daf Dalet, if you look, it's printed, number 15 on sheets, he says, he likes to suggest, Da'ashibud b'mitzrayim hoyarak al anoshim. The women weren't really working that hard in Mitzrayim either. Which is a tremendous chiddush, because we know the Gemara. The Gemara says that the men had to do the women's work, the women had to do the men's work. It sounds like everybody was working. He says, no, it doesn't mean that. He quotes that Gemara. He says, when it says the women had to do the men's work, it means only as a side issue, the main workers were the men.
It is also very
tremendous chiddush.
It's also very difficult if you said to women that you have a child to be thrown in the river, that it's not gezer against you.
It's a gezer on the zecharim. I hear. Mm-hmm. You could say it's a general gezer on klal yisrael, but it's pertinent particularly to the zecharim. Well, if that's the case, then lechayra, especially in light of the Sfas Emes, who says that the women weren't really doing the work in Mitzrayim, well, then we definitely understand Rashi couldn't possibly have brought as a source to the halacha that women are chayev dalat kosis, the pasuk that talks about the four gzeiras, because the gzeiras weren't negeir to the women. Therefore we would say, fine, gewaldig, it's true, Rashi goes along essentially with the source of the four redemptions, that's what he puts in the Mishnah, but once you get to Noshim, Rashi can't bring that source, because we said the four redemptions correspond to the four gzeiras. The gzeiras weren't negeir to the women, certainly not the killing of the males, the kum to the Sfas Emes, not the work either. So we could say, very simple teretz in Rashi. Okay.
The negative gzeiras, but the process of for the arba lashonos of geula, the women were part of all the stages of geula.
No, but the Medrash says mafurish, k'neged arba gzeiras shegoz alein paroi u'k'negdom tikkuch hachama arba kosis b'leil Pesach. The Medrash puts it in three stages: four gzeiras, four redemptions, four kosis. So Steichemet says, well, if you're in the gzeiras, you're in the redemption, you're in the four kosis. They were never in the gzeiras. That's what the Steichemet wants to suggest, and therefore Rashi, when talking about Noshim, has to look for another makor why women are mechuyev. Teretz is nothing to do with the four redemptions. They didn't have four redemptions because they never had four gzeiras. Teretz is the three kosis of Paro. Fine.
According to this, there was no problem, and they were never in.
Good point. Good point. We're going to address this soon. Good point. But it's possible to suggest a different mahalach completely. Alpia, very famous, and Yosodis took a piece in the Briskerov, his whole look at Dalet Kosis. Let's have a look at the Rambam. The Rambam, top left-hand corner, Hilchas Chometz or Matzah, Perek Zayin, Posuk Tes, number 12 on the sheet. Says the Rambam, Arba Kosis ha'elu, these four Kosis, Tzorech Limzeg Oison. You've got to dilute them a bit. You can't drink them with 100% undiluted wine. Why? Kadei shetia shtia areva, it's got to be geshmak, it's got to be pleasant, not too strong. Hakoi lafi hayayin, or lafi das hashoisa, okay, all in accordance with the strength of the wine, the capability of the person drinking it, but it's got to be pleasant tasting. If it's too strong, that's no good. Then the Rambam says, Shasa arba koseis elu miyayin. If you drank the four cups of wine, she'enoi mozug, and it wasn't diluted, it was very, very strong, yotza yidei arba'a koseis, yoyotza the mitzvah of arba'a koseis, v'lo yotza yidei cheirus. Very peculiar words. But you're not yotza the chiev of cheirus. We'll define. Then the Rambam says the other way around. Shosa arba koseis mezugin. What is if you did drink four pleasant tasting diluted cups? But the problem is you drank them bevas achas, one after another, rather than at the four appropriate stages of the Seder. Says the Rambam the other way around. Yotza yedei cheirus. V'lo yotza yedei arba koseis. The Rambam seems to be putting two things into the equation over here. There's something called arba koseis, the four cups, and there's something else called the cheirus, the feeling of freedom. And says the Rambam, you can have one without the other. If you drink four very, very strong cups of wine, that's not cheirus. That's not where a free man drinks. It's not pleasant. But don't worry, says the Rambam, at least he has the arba koseis in his pocket. And then the Rambam says, if you do drink pleasant tasting wine, so you have your cheirus, but you ate them, you drank them all in the beginning, all in one place, not at the appropriate junction at the Seder, you don't have the Dalat Kosis. So what is this cheirus? What's the Dalat Kosis? What's going on over here?
Question on the dilution. We try, I think, on Pesach to have wine that is not diluted.
Our wine is not the Yayin She'ein Amozah the Rambam was talking about. Believe you me, if you did, you'd be Ad She'tach Tefen O'Sheinim before you got to Halach Ma'anya.
But even the wine of the Rambam was so strong.
Yeah, he's quoting a Gemara, that's the truth. He's quoting a Lashon Gemara. It's a Gemara in Psachim and Avri Psachim. Al Kaponim, so the Briskerov wants to know what's going on over here. What's this Arba Kosos? What's this Cheiros? What is one Chiv? Is two Chiv? And what are they? Says the Rambam. Says the Briskerov, number 16 on the sheet. You won't be surprised to know it's a real Brisker Torah. There are two Dinim. There are two Dinim, says the Briskerov. Number 16, V'tarati Nichlalu B'hach Mitzvah. There are in this mitzvah two aspects, says the Briskerov. Shal arba koises. Chada, mitzvah shtias arba koises shal yayin. You've got to drink four cups of wine. Shezehu etzem maisa haderech cheiros. Etzem hamaisa derech cheiros. That itself is a display of freedom. The Rambam in an earlier Rambam says, Chayev odom Laharoi says atzmoy, or Liroi says atzmoy, ki'ilu hu yotso mi Mitzrayim. The famous line that we say on Seder night, you've got to look upon yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. Says the Rambam, and therefore you've got to drink four kosos. What's the therefore? How do you get from A to B? You've got to look upon yourself as if you left Mitzrayim, and therefore you've got to drink four kosos. In other words, you look upon yourself as if you left Mitzrayim. I have this feeling of freedom, and that therefore obligates me to drink four kosos. It's an act of cheiros. It's a display of freedom, says the Briskerov. V'sheinis, but there's a second aspect. Din arba kosos shel brocha. Arba kosos shel brocha. What does that mean? Arba kosos shel brocha. We know on Friday night there's a mitzvah of kiddush. What does the mitzvah of Kiddush really entail? To be Mekadosh the Yom. So how does wine come into it? The answer is, we know that Chazal were Mesaken, Torah sometimes says you have to perform a mitzvah or a brocha al hakos. And we very often do. We have Birkas Hamazon al hakos. The mitzvah is the benching, not the kos. But we perform it al hakos. It therefore becomes a kos shel brocha. We have a chuppah. Under the chuppah, what's chuppah got to do with wine? The mitzvah is the nesuin, but we perform the birkas hanesuin al hakos. It gives it a kavisa chashivos. We know yain is the most chashiv drink. Pidyon ben, bris, whatever simcha it is, whatever mitzvah you perform, a bracha, it's al hakos. Says the Briskerov, that itself is an obligation to drink four kosos on Seder night, because there's many brachas over here. There's kiddush that requires a kos. There's Asher Ga'olonu at the end of Magid, that requires a kois. There's Birkas HaMozin, there's Benching, that requires a kois. And then there's the Shira at the end, Goal Yisrael, that requires a kois. There's four koises shel bracha. Says the Briskerov, these are the two aspects of the Dalat koises. There's the four koises because you've got to display freedom. How do you display four freedom? Chazal said through drinking the four koises. But also it's true that there's four brachas going on, each of which require a kos. There's four koses shel bracha. Says the Briskerov, that's what the Rambam means. There's cheirus, and there's arba koses. There's cheirus. Cheirus means drink geshmaka wine. If it's nice, pleasant tasting, you've displayed freedom, says the Rambam. Well, I'm sorry. If you drink undiluted wine, it's so strong you haven't displayed freedom. Okay? But if you drank them at the appropriate place, at least it was a kosher bracha. So you have your mitzvahs arba kosos, if not the cheiros. Says the Rambam, you can have the other way around as well. If it is diluted, you had four pleasant tasting diluted cups of wine, geschmack, cheiros, but you drank them in the wrong place. You drank one and again and again and again. Four kosos in one shot. What's that got to do with the benching and the kiddush and the Gaal Yisrael? They weren't kosos shel bracha. Says the Rambam, fine. So you were yotze yedei cheiros, but you were not yotze your arba kosos. the way you are Mekayim both is number one, to drink diluted cups of wine, and number two, to drink them at the appropriate place, that they all therefore become Kesel Shel Brocha. Ad Kan, the very famous Chiddush and beautiful Mahalach of the Brisker Rav. Now, I know you're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to mix Lomdus up with Drush Va'agoda, but let's try nonetheless. They asked Reb Chaim, Brisker Rav brings down in his Sefer, they asked Reb Chaim that you see in many places, always there seems to be two expressions of redemption. We say, for example, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Hoitzionu me'avdus l'cheirus, took us from servitude to freedom. U'mishibud l'ge'ula, from being subjugated to redemption. So what's avdus l'cheirus and what's shibud l'ge'ula? I mean, it sounds like the same thing. So the Brisker Rav brings from his father, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, even his drush was longish. He said, in Mitzrayim, there was physical work. They had to work. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out Mitzrayim, there's no more work. Says Reb Chaim, besides for the fact that there was physical avodah, they were also had a chalos shem eved. They had the status of a slave. They weren't free men. Even if you're a slave who's got no work to do, but you're not a free man, you're a slave. An eved has different halachas to everybody else, even whilst he's not working. Many halachas of the fact that you have a shame eved. You're not a free man, you're a servant. Nothing to do with the work. The master can say to the eved, okay, Friday, day off. He's still an eved. Bechefza, he's an eved. Says Reb Chaim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, two things happened. Firstly, they went from being me'avdus l'cheirus. They went from being an eved to cheirus, the b'nei cheirin. They're free men now. They don't have the status of an eved anymore. Also, mishibud l'ge'ula. They also went out from the subjugation of the work to ge'ula, freedom. They no longer have to work. Reb Chaim says those are the two aspects that we always refer to in the ge'ula of Mitzrayim. Number one, they went from being people who had the status of slaves to free men. Avdus l'cheirus. We're now b'nei cheirin. But secondly, they went from being people who had to physically work to people who did not have to work. Those are always the two aspects. He brings the Yalkut. It's unbelievable. The Yalkut says that when they left, Pare said to them, Hare atem b'nei cheirin, Hare atem birshuschem. But what is this double loshen? Hare atem b'nei chayrin, hare atem birshuschem. Says Reb Chaim, these are the two things. Both, you're free of the work, and also you're b'nei chayrin. You are now free people, as in you're not the chetz of an eved anymore. Mimitzrayim ga'altonu, umibeis avodim padisonu. Always the two lashonos. And that's what it means. And I was thinking to be Moisif, and I found that afterwards in the Brisker Haggadah, we say, Ilu loy haitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimitzrayim. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not taken us out, as I was saying in Mitzrayim, Hari onu bonenu b'nei bonenu mushubodim hayinu lefare b'mitzrayim. It's possible to suggest what it means is that even if Paroi would have said that you don't have to work, but Lemaisa, a shame ever we would have had. Lemaisa, they bring it in the Brisker Rav, in the Brisker Haggadah. I'll call upon him. You see that Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav, says there were clearly two redemptions going on in Mitzrayim. There was the redemption from the physical labor, and there was the redemption from the fact that you had the status of an Eved, and now they no longer had the status of an Eved. So Ad Kan the Drush. But you don't have to be Einstein to now put that together with the Brisker Rav on the Rambam. The Brisker Rav on the Rambam said there are two reasons behind the Arba Kaisis, or two aspects to the mitzvah. There is the Chi of Kais Shel Bracha, and also there is the Cheirus. It's very easy to suggest that those two parallel the two reasons, the two redemptions that are going on. They were Avodim. They had the status of Avodim, now they're no longer Avodim. We're now B'nei Chayrim. fine, there's a mitzvah of Dalat Kosis to celebrate this freedom, Chayrus. But there's a second aspect also. The second aspect is that they had work to do. Now they don't have work to do. So to celebrate that, Chazal set up the Seder with four stations, four parts in it, with four Kosis Shel Bracha. So the Rambam who's telling us there's a Chayrus and there's the Arba Kosis reflects the fact that the Brisker Rav told us that yes, there really were two aspects to this Geula. The fact that they were no longer considered the status of an Eved and the fact that they no longer had to work. That's all possible to suggest. If we come back now to the Yerushalmi, it's all very well says two aspects, two Chalakim. Where's the Makir of this? Where does all of this come from? We brought to Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says that there are two sources for Arba Kosis. One source is from the Dalad Lashonis. The Dalad Lashonis Shel Geula. What does that refer to? The Medrash says the four redemptions is because of the four Gzeros. The back-breaking labor, etc., etc. Then we said, Kos Pari. What does that mean, Kos Pari? It means you're a Pari Jew. You're not a Hashem Jew. That's nothing to do with the work. There's no mention of work in that Pasuk. It refers to the fact that there's a drinking of a Kos Pari over here. So therefore, these two halves of the Yerushalmi could be the Makoiris of the Rambam and the Brisker Rav. There's one aspect which is the four Gezeris of Klal Yisrael. Nothing to do with the status of Eved. The physical back-breaking labor.
Only two of the four had to do with the work labor.
No, but they were all Gezeris. They were all Gezeris that Pari made against us. Physical Gezeris. Whether it was to do the work, not to give the straw, to kill the firstborn, throw them in the Nile. Physical Gzeiris. Then there's another Makhir in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is also telling us there's an inyan of Kos Pari. I don't want to be drinking the Kos Pari. I don't want to be Shubat to Pari. I don't want to be the Eved of Pari. Nothing to do with the work. Nothing to do with the physical Gzeiris. I don't want to be the Heft of an Eved. Says the Rambam, therefore, those two aspects are reflected in the fact that there are two parts to Dalat Kosis. There's the Kos Shel Brocha, the four mitzvahs, and then there are the four cups of Chayrus, the two halves of the mitzvah. So now, if we think about it, and this is what you were referring to before, Mikey, we said that the Steichemet pointed out, and especially in light of the Sfas Emes, the women weren't really included in the four Gzeiris. It was only the Zecharim what were going to be thrown in the Nile. It was only the Zecharim who were going to be killed, not the women. And the Sfas Emes said, in fact, they weren't even working either. Fine. But now that we've established that there's two Makairis for the Inyan of Dalat Kosis. There's the Gzeira aspect, the physical Gzeiris. It's true, that doesn't apply to women. But there's another aspect as well. They were Eved. They had a shame Eved. They were Meshubat to Paroi. They weren't allowed to leave Mitzrayim either. So you asked Shemaki before Moloshach, if there's no Gzeiris on Noshim, so what's this Afhein Hayu Ba'isiha Nes? Which Nes? They were never in the Gzeiris. The Teretz says, no, they were also subject to the Nes because they were initially Avodim, and now they're not Avodim. But they never had the labor. It's true they never had the labor, the physical labor. But they had the status of an Eved, and now they don't have the status of the Eved. Says Rashi, that's why I've got to point out, it's a different Makoyer completely. Initially, we Stam said, there's two Psukim, two Makoyeres, so one didn't fit, so Rashi chose the other. Very schwer, what, just hop and jump? According to what we say now, no, they're both true. And those are the sources to the two chidushim of the Brisker Rav, the two chalakim of the mitzvah, the Chayrus and the Arba Kosis. They're both true. There is the aspect that says Chayrus, freedom, you're no longer an Eved. Kos Parai, now it's your own Kos. And then there's a different subject. There's the Kos Shel Brocha, which is the physical freedom. Initially you had back-breaking labor, and now you don't. If a Rashi is very geschmack now, Rashi is saying that with regard to Noshim who are never subject to the physical labor, I can't therefore bring the source of the Dalad Lashonis Shel Geula, which reflects the four Gzeiras, because those weren't Negea to the women. So what's left for us? Yeah, but they were still avodim. They had that status of avodim. Therefore, they can also celebrate. They can also have that aspect of the mitzvah of dalat koses, which says, never mind the back-breaking labor, never mind the physical gzeiras. You were an eved. You've changed status now. You're now a free man. You're now a free man. You now have chayrus. That's that makir. Oh, we come back now to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that an oni should be Yisrael. You've got to also give him four koses. This is the Mishnah which says, even minatamchui lo yiftuchu lo me'arba koses. We learn from over here, lo yiftuchu lo means you've got to sell your clothes. You've got to be mechazer ala psochim in order to acquire dalat koses. Why must you sell your clothes to acquire dalat koses? I mean, it's a very important mitzvah, I understand. But why do you have to sell your clothes for it? So the Magid Mishnah says, you know why? Because of Pirsumei Nisa. Those mitzvahs that require Pirsumei Nisa require you even to sell everything you have. How do you know? Where do you see it? Hanukkah! Says the Magid Mishnah, if you look at number 13 on the sheets, the Rambam and Hilchas Hanukkah, mitzvahs ne Hanukkah chaviva, etc. He has nothing to eat. He's got to sell whatever he has. How do you know? Says the Magid Mishnah. Nira. I think. Do you know where he got that from? He got the Rambam got it from what he writes in Hilchas Chometz Umatzah. Shafilu oni shebi Yisrael lo yiftuchu midalat koses. Just like you've got to sell your items, your belongings, to fund the dalat koses, so too to fund the Ner Chanukah. Why? What's the common denominator? Says the Magid Mishnah, four words. V'hatam mishum pirsumei nisa. Those mitzvahs that require publicizing are so important that you've got to sell everything you have. And that's learned from that Mishnah. It's learned from that Mishnah of the Oni. Moira v'raboisai. If there are two aspects in dalat koses, there's the aspect that says, I had the status of an Eved, I now have the status of a free man. One aspect. There's a different aspect. Before, I was physically working all day, and now I'm not physically working. Which of the two is possible, is subject to be mefarsim? You can be mefarsim, a physical thing. We had gezeiros, I was working all day, look how different it is now, I'm not working. But to be mefarsim, a change of status, is perhaps something not that you can be mefarsim. And if this Mishnah is teaching us Hilchas Pirsumei Nisa, which Rashi therefore could have understood, that only applies to that chalak of the mitzvah, which is indeed possible to be mefarsim, i.e., initially we were working, and now we're not working. Look at the difference. That's possible for the whole public to see. Says Rashi, the makir of that is the Dalad L'Shoinus of Geula. Dalad L'Shoinus of Geula reflected the physical gzeiros. The four physical gzeiros are now no longer in existence. I can publicize that. So Rashi chaps on, in that Mishnah, the Dalad L'Shoinus of Geula, rather than the change of status posuk, the Kois Paroi posuk, because maybe, just maybe, that's not subject to Pirsumei Nisa. It would come out a tremendous chiddush according to us. If we're right, that the whole mitzvah, the whole chiv of Pirsumei Nisa is only benegeya to the kois shel brocha, is only negeya to the aspect of dalat koses which says there was physical work and now there isn't, but is not subject to the other half. So what about women? If women only have a chiv dalat koses mitzad their change of status, but not mitzad the physical labor, well, maybe when women won't have the chiv of moicha ksus. Maybe women won't have to sell their clothes in order to fund the mitzvah, because that whole chiv to sell clothes is to publicize the mitzvah. You publicize the physical aspect of dalat koses, which is not a geir to noshim. I can tell you a bigger chiddush now. The Rambam said to us that what? If you drink four diluted koses, they taste beautiful. If you drink them in one shot, zeh chazeh, rather than at the four appropriate places, then you might well have the mitzvah of cheiros. beautiful, pleasant tasting kosher, but you don't have a kosher bracha, it's in the wrong place. Says Rambam the other way around. If you drank them in the right place and they were very strong, you have the kosher bracha, you don't have the cheiros.
So women can just chug the whole again?
We're saying now that women don't have that aspect of the kosher bracha. Because the kosher bracha, which is the physical aspect, the dalad gezeiros, which we're no longer applying, we're never applying to women anyway. They're only mechuyev to drink dalat kosos mitzad the chayrus. They were avodim, and now they're not. They have no chiyev kosel bracha. So maybe in theory, noshim could drink the fourth kosos, zeach hazeh. The whole Rambam that says, no, you've got to drink them both diluted, and both in the right place. That's for men who have the two dinim of the briskerov. Have the din cheiros, have the din kosher bracha. But if we're suggesting that noshim don't have these two aspects, noshim don't have the dalad l'shoinus of geula, because they were never subject to the dalad gezeiros. All they have is, they b'nei cheirin. They went me'avdus l'cheiros. Fine, all that requires is to drink four diluted cups of wine. But kosher shel bracha, maybe there's no chiyuv by noshim.
The Rambam should have said it though, I guess.
Yeah, it's a chiddush. I agree. The Rambam should have pointed this out. Al kaponim b'sikum, we're saying that the Yerushalmi clearly brought for us two makoris in the Arba Kosis, either from the Kos Harei Pasuk, or the Dalul Lashonis of Geula, which the Medrash says is the four gzeiros that apply to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi in one place brings one makor, in another place brings a different makor. So we said, the Steichem says, very easy, when regard to Noshim, he couldn't bring the Dalad Lashonis of Geula because the women were never subject to the Xeris. So we said, alright, so what, you can suddenly bring the other Pasuk? I mean, make up your mind, which Pasuk do we hold of? We're suggesting, in light of the Briskerov, we hold of both. And in fact, the Yerushalmi's two Pesukim is the whole makor of the Briskerov. Otherwise, where do these two dinim come from? There's a kosher brocha aspect, there's a chayrus aspect, and they come from the two psukim. Four lashonis of geula, four physical gzeiros, that doesn't apply anymore, four kosher shel brocha. But also, we were avadim, we had the status of a slave, that doesn't apply anymore, fine, there's a chiyuv of chayrus. Those are the two dinim in the Rambam, and we said that reflects the whole briskerov, who really said there were two aspects to the geula, the end of the work and the end of the being an evet. So we said, with regard to women, it's true, it doesn't apply the dalad l'shenis of geula, but it can still apply the other aspect. Afhein hoyu ba'is anes. In other words, they were still included in that nes that converted them from avodim to b'nei chayrin. Chiddush.